This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. About a half hour from now, we're expecting to speak with Marcus Jones, captain, defensive back, playmaker, blitzer, sack master, interceptor.
What doesn't he do?
No, he's really good. I was actually thinking about that. I know you guys mocked me.
What doesn't he do?
No, when I said,
did you say something?
The best all-around player on the team? And then I was starting to think about like the options as best all-around players.
I don't think we mocked you for that. We mocked you for plenty of things, but I don't think that's a crazy thing to say.
Because I actually think in a shorter window, and I want to be clear on that before we get into our three-point stances. Yeah. Ramondre Stevenson is making... He catches the ball. He runs the ball. He's the best pass protector on the team. People acknowledge that. Now, quickly, people are going to be like, yeah, but he fumbles all the time. He's the best player on your team, going to fumble all the time. He hasn't fumbled in a long time.
Can he play defense?
I bet you he could. He's pretty physical. If that mentality that he has on the sideline when he doesn't let people hit him or take him to the ground shows what kind of physicality and mentality he would bring as a defensive player, yes, I do think he could play some defense. So it's just interesting, best all-around players, athletes. Clearly, I think you have to put Tonga in the mix just because, like Marcus Jones, he has logged snaps on both sides of the ball. And he's a blocker on offense, and eventually we're going to see them throw him the ball, and he's going to be rumbling down the field with like a 15-yard catch and run. That's going to be fun. But whatever, sidestep here. It's 3 o'clock. There's three hosts, or two hosts, and a couple producers. So we're going to come up with some three-point stances.
Green 19! Ready! 19!
Yeah, there you go!
Three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Two hosts, couple of producers, each of which presenting their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. And we will decide by the end which one of our three-point stances is the league leader and which one is circling the drain, because it's time for our league leaders and who's circling the drain. Presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. I give a poop about Andy's three-point stance. Andy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I absolutely am.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Dan Ball, I know you were paying attention because you were filling in and doing daily radio here on the afternoons, but the Celtics are playing good basketball, third in the East. They are only 3.5 games behind the number one seed, only a half game behind the number two seed of the Knicks. And one of their players is playing elite basketball. His name would be Jaylen Brown. If you look in the stat leaders in terms of scoring in the National Basketball Association, you'll see there's only three names ahead of Jaylen Brown. He is fourth in scoring, 30.1 points per game. He is coming off a 50-burger. He added his name to the list of candidates from the Celtics history that have scored 50 points. It's the likes of Jason Tatum, Larry Bird, all the truly Paul Pierce and company, the truly elite players. And then Jaylen Brown said after that Clippers win, I think I'm the best two-way player in basketball. Guess what? I agree. I think he intentionally had a great game because he wanted to show off for Kawhi Leonard. A couple days before the game, he had been talking about the best two-way players he remembers, and he said Kawhi Leonard was in that conversation. Then he called Joe Mazzulla and said, Joe, I want to take Kawhi one-on-one. He went out, defended Kawhi. He went out and put up 50 points, and he is rewriting, I think, the story of Jaylen Brown. Everybody thought he might be good. He's having career highs in scoring and assists and shooting percentage. And he has the Celtics headed towards a top seed in the East, all with a roster that was torn down around him. Jaylen Brown is indeed an MVP candidate, as Drake May told us last week.
Did anybody, and I mean anybody, there's that new piece that just came out in the in the Athletic talking about the best teams in the East, and the Celtics, best team in basketball. The Celtics, I think, are fourth, and it's because of how well Jaylen Brown is playing, likely, and what that is doing for each and every other member of the team, and how much better Mazzulla is coaching. But the fact that he's on a national stage like that, or at least with big, bright Hollywood lights, at the fanciest new stadium in all of professional sports, drops a 50 spot in front of a bunch of expatriated Celtics fans living in Tinseltown, is just wild. And I would like to, on behalf of maybe the listening audience, but I'll just speak for myself first and maybe some of the other Jules on this program. When I say, when you started chest thumping and wearing your JB jersey and saying he was going to be a star this year and watch out, and, you know, it's almost not fair because he doesn't have enough talent around him, but that's okay. He won't make excuses. He has done everything and then some. The dude now is a star, and there is not a single reason why anyone in this town should either A, not appreciate him to a greater extent than ever before, and B, find fault in his game, even if sometimes it does look like he's going to dribble the ball off each and every foot.
Dan Ball, I was wrong about Jaylen Brown.
You were?
Yeah, because I'll be honest, he's better than I thought he was going to be this year. I didn't think he would be this good. I thought there would be more struggles.
22-12.
The team is good. He is good. He is the leader. He even had comments last night talking about distractions and, you know, people talking about his twitches and how he believes that the streaming is the wave of the future and old school media. Like, I don't know. I am just honestly, as good as I thought he would be, he's far outperformed what I thought he could be. Like, I wanted him to be an MVP candidate because of what he's doing. You know, we talk about Drake May doing more with less. He's doing more with less. They tore the team down around him, said, here's the ball. Can you go make us be good? And he's making them be good. He's shooting more than ever because, obviously, that's his role as the centerpiece. But it's two-point shots, and those two-point shots are through the roof with his shooting percentage. He's having a masterful career year.
And I think the main difference, too, is can he be a number one on a team in the NBA? I think you would have said yes. I think a lot of people would have said yes. But there's a big difference. There's a big difference between, well, yeah, but there's a big difference between being a number one on the Washington Wizards and being a number one on a team that has a chance to compete for a spot in, at very least, an Eastern Conference final. In an East that is relatively weak compared to the massive growth and talent that you've seen in the West. But yeah, this is a guy that seems to be a number one that can handle a playoff team and potentially a playoff win. We'll see what happens when the time comes. But to do all this without having Tatum's version of the Robin to the Batman, which is Jaylen Brown, he doesn't have anything close to that, and he's still doing this.
Well, I think this begs the ultimate question, which is obviously going to be a huge topic for the weeks leading up to it, and then ultimately once it happens. How are they going to play, and what is going to be the offense, and who's going to cater to or defer to who when Tatum comes back? Because if you're winning two out of every three games, I had him at 46-36. Now I'm wondering if, just much like with the Patriots, when I only had them at 10, then ultimately 8 wins, are we not giving the Celtics enough credit? Are they going to be a 50-plus win team even without Jason Tatum? How do they handle the return of one of the best players in the NBA when his Scottie Pippen, if you will, is balling out like a madman?
If Joe Mazzulla is the coach he's supposed to be, which I think Dan Ball might question whether he's the coach he's supposed to be, and if Jason Tatum is the player and teammate he's supposed to be, it won't be a problem. Because Jason Tatum will return in a complementary role. There'll be some minutes limitations, and he will get in where he fits in on for this year. For the 2025-2026 season, he'll get in where he fits in on Jaylen Brown's Boston Celtics. I actually think
that for the remainder of this year or going forward?
No. That's the big question.
Yes.
After whatever happens, I love your optimism, Dan Ball. They go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but they just can't quite do it.
Yeah.
They're a little undermanned.
You get the Knicks again.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Right.
Jason Tatum says, you know what? Those 15 minutes a game I played over the last 2 months, I feel really good. I'm back, baby. I'm ready to be JT. I'm the guy with the sneaker. I'm the Jordan brand guy. I'm the Olympian. This is my team again. And Jalen's like, excuse me. I just averaged 30 points per game. How many times has that been done in Celtics history? I just carried this bag of bums. Sorry, guys. No disrespect. Didn't know you were in the room. This bag of bums to the playoffs and the top of the Eastern Conference.
Oh, now he said it again, though.
I, that's where I think it gets interesting. Is JB like, oh, okay, JT, you're back. I'll go back to scoring 22 a game. That's what I want. I'll go back to letting you have all the shots at the end of games. I'll go back to everybody bowing down to JT, who's the next great one, even though... I don't know. My trophy case looks pretty nice, too.
All right. Don't make us not now root. Don't make us now root against him. My God. It is. So 34 minutes a game, 30.1 points, 51% field goal percentage. But he's got that nice elbow jumper, and he likes to take more twos than threes.
It's the best shot in basketball, his elbow jumper. And I know the quant people, Dan, will tell me it's the dumbest shot in basketball. I love it.
37% from three. He's shooting better from the charity stripe now. 70. He's got his charity stripe up to 78%. It's better. He's a career like 70%, so he's up a little bit. That's a positive.
No, but with the game
that.
On the line, knowing I have to come in here, I'm like, please hit it. Please hit it. Why are you going one of
Six
two? The game's
rebounds,
over if you hit two. Why are you going one of two?
Five assists, one steal, half a block. All right, the question does need to be asked. Is he playing at an MVP level?
Absolutely. I think you say MVP candidates. It starts with Jokic because I say you can give that to him every year. Although injured, that could help him. Jaylen Brown being the him I'm talking about. If Jokic is injured, SGA as the reigning champion, defending champions, their record is phenomenal. And then I think you say Jaylen Brown is third on the list,
in my
opinion.
It's the age-old debate of, okay, so is it the best player and the most skilled player, the best player and the best team, or the guy who is legitimately the most valuable to your team?
Or Correct. The guy that deserves a lifetime achievement.
Right, exactly. And we're having that exact same conversation about Drake May right now. Most valuable to their team versus best player on the best team.
If Jaylen Brown is not on the Boston Celtics right now, they're a lottery team.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
And I think you... If Jaylen Brown's not
lottery
on the Celtics...
team. Do they win a game?
And Tatum is on the Celtics. I don't think they're as good as they are right now. Now, I don't know if they would have torn it down in the same way. I don't know what this bridge year would have looked like. I think Jaylen Brown is doing more with this team than Jason Tatum would do for this team. And that's where people are going to be like, Andy, I was with you, but you went too far. Stop it.
All these takes, they're like, we give you the rope, and instead of just like being glad that you have the rope, you start fashioning new nooses and you tie it around your ankles and you figure out ways to make a mess of it. He's having a phenomenal, phenomenal season. We're all on board. This is the highest hit, even after he hit the shot against Indiana. Even after he won Eastern Conference Finals MVP, even after he won NBA Finals MVP, I would say this is the most popular and appreciated he has been in the city of Boston. And I better not read any burners saying Jaylen Brown is still the most disrespected athlete in Boston. Stop that. He's not.
He's not. Well, as long as Andy Hart keeps touting those compliments, then he won't be. But in the meantime, we'll put a pin in that one. Fitzy, you ready for your three-point stance?
Let's talk some ball.
Let's do that. Hey, that's me. And here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. So obviously, we've all been hyper-focused on the end of one of the craziest, if not the most unpredictable NFL season that we've seen. Hey, the Bruins are winning. That's great. Jaylen Brown's dropping 50 every other night and having a season of a lifetime. Awesome. Not to be lost in the sports wash that was the end of the year and the start of 2026. Holy smokes, the college football playoffs have been a watch. They have been a ride. Dare I say, for somebody that went into them with very low expectations, they've been fantastic. I, for one, thoroughly enjoyed Mario Cristobal's Miami Hurricanes absolutely bully balling and knocking the crap out of Ohio State. I love when Ohio State is knocked out. Any college football playoff or bowl system where Ohio State makes an early exit is a great, fair, and just bowl system. How about Ole Miss down 21-12 at the half, returning coaches after Lane Kiffin left them at the altar and made his way down to the Bayou to LSU? Now, all of a sudden, they come back against Georgia, Kirby Smart, Stiz, your boy, that team that was destined to win. Who's this Trinidad Shambliss?
Awesome.
I don't think all of America has heard of this guy before. I think he was the 66th rated quarterback in the portal. Now this kid is the toast of the town, the belle of the football, and it is setting up a phenomenal semifinals, which features Thursday night, 7:30, Ole Miss, Miami. I personally cannot wait.
And Chambliss? Is it Chambliss or Chambliss?
Both.
Okay. Well, him.
Whatever you want. Him. This
in
guy.
That comeback, had a three-play span that might have been the best three-play span I've seen from a quarterback at any level.
He's got a Philip. You know what else? He's got a Philip Rivers like weird whip motion.
He's got a weird throwing motion.
Yep.
I'm not sure he's going to be an NFL quarterback at all. I'm not sure it's sustainable.
Some people are destined just to be college superstars.
His offensive line was like, was I supposed to block that guy? Hey, you're athletic. Run around and make something happen. He was doing the roll left and do the little pitch to one guy. Then he just flings it. He was remarkable. And the sad part of that story is, to just extend it into this matchup they have now, is the coaches are all leaving. All the LSU coaches that had been hanging around with Ole Miss are now leaving.
Was it four of them came back to make sure they could shepherd them through the bowl process?
Now, I think just Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to stick around to help out. The rest are going with LSU to work through the portal and signing periods and all
that. Oh, that's because half of college football went into the portal.
It's not quite half. You're exaggerating a little. It's 12,700 out of 27,000.
Oh, sorry. It was 46%.
Yes. It's chaos.
What is... I don't envy Charlie Baker's job among many many positions and many things that need to be done in this country. But, dear God, they have to get a hold of this.
Well, have you heard the working theory? And, Dan Ball, I don't know if you've heard this or even maybe touched on this, that the working theory now is that they are intentionally letting it be chaos to the point where Congress will have to step in and give them authority again and be like, oh, you took all the rules away? You don't like it anymore? Maybe give us some power back as the NCAA. Maybe let us actually run our sports. Maybe actually limit some of these things. And it's not the worst theory I've heard.
Mm-mm.
That they're trying to just let it go crazy enough till somebody steps in and says, okay, we got to get it back
that's
on the
like
rails.
If you call your, that's like if you live next to a house that is perpetually noisy and they have a party and then you ask them, time and again, can you guys turn the radio down? It's after midnight. Can you please stop having people screaming on your front lawn? And you just let it go, hoping that the police will finally show up and just shut it down.
Right. Because it is, and they are having good matchups, except for people like me that were rooting for some of the underdogs like James Madison, who they got washed out early. And,
oh, you don't say Tulane got absolutely waxed?
It didn't go great. Mario Cristobal, whatever.
Yes.
He needs to be added to whatever the Andy Hart Hardo Hall of Fame is. That
dude,
guy had to stick up his butt every interview he did last week.
Yeah, because Miami was the 10 seed out of 12. So basically it was James Madison, Tulane, and then Miami, and everyone looked at them in the same light. Meanwhile, they lost a couple of really close games. It's a good program. He has that team playing angry.
Yes, but I root against Carson Beck because he seems like a total
You really
dick.
Hate Carson Beck, don't
I hate,
you?
I despise him, but I do enjoy that the team that made it in over Notre Dame can run. Is on a run here. Wouldn't it be something if Miami won the national title after Notre Dame thought they should be in? And the ACC is being mean and they're saying bad things in emails behind closed doors and they're not promoting
us. Miami's going to beat Ole Miss, which is going to set up a final of, and that, listen, that Oregon-Indiana game is also, like, these two games are going to be... Ooh. Fantastic.
Mario versus Cignetti. And I also have seen everybody's giving Nick Saban credit because all four of these guys are former Nick Saban assistants.
Well, wouldn't you pop your collar if you were Nick Saban?
Oh, yeah. I'd pop more than that if I was Nick Saban, but that's a different topic for a different day. So who's next, Dan Ball?
Who's next? Great question. We usually rotate back behind the glass here on Mondays, and today it is my good friend Stiz. So Stiz, I ask you, are you ready?
I'm ready, Dan.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Boys, I witnessed a Christmas miracle, and my faith in humanity has been restored. So during the holiday break, my younger brother Christopher got married. Congratulations to Christopher and Shelby.
And
the wedding and the listeners. And the wedding took place in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And during the middle of the ceremony, it's at night, around 8 o'clock at night, my mom loses her wedding ring, her diamond wedding ring. Okay. She went to flick a cigarette out front. It came off. The next morning, we went to look. You know, 2 inches of snow, bushes everywhere.
And that was just the drugs you guys brought.
It was like looking for a needle in a haystack. I went to buy a metal detector the next morning, thinking, oh, I'm going to be the hero. I'm going to find it. Lot harder to use a metal detector than one would think. I did not find it. I told my mom, listen, I'll come back in a couple days. I'll try to find it. We're not going to give up. I go back a few days later, spend 2 hours in the cold trying to find it, couldn't find it. We were on the verge of giving up. Somehow I end up on Reddit. I find a 10-year-old comment saying, hey, you should try these people. They're professional metal detectors who offered to help find your thing for free. All they ask is that you take care of them, whatever you think is fair, if they find it. Long story short, we find a woman named Sharon in Weymouth. She offers to go out there the next day. She was there for 20 minutes, sends us a picture. She found the diamond ring. It was unbelievable. My whole family was just so excited. And this lady restored my faith in humanity, you know, because like I told my mom, she could have just found the ring and not said anything. But no, she was honest. She was kind. When I went to meet her and, you know, get the ring, I gave her an envelope with some money in it. She didn't even want to take it. She goes, no, this is for the love of the game, baby. And
did not say it like that.
There are still good people out in this world. And it was a real Christmas miracle. So thank you to Sharon, who really made our Christmas this year.
Do you know what that is? That's the spirit of the season in operation right there, Steve.
And you found it on Reddit. Like, the internet provided you a great miracle.
Oh, and the internet's an awful place.
It really is.
Said it twice in stereo.
Someone owes someone a Coke.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, there are still, because I like to think inherently people are good. I really do. But today's day and age, people are just so divided and at each other's throats. And it was just something that just reaffirmed my faith in humanity. Like, you know what? There are still good people
out
there.
And then she said Stafford should be MVP. And you were like, bitch,
get out of here.
That is awesome.
How much was in the envelope?
I won't say, but we took care of Sharon.
Because you're right. She could have absolutely been like, yeah, sorry, I thought I'd find it. I never found it.
I'm going to set the over-under at $199.5.
It was whatever was left over on a $25.99 gift card, unfortunately.
That's a real deal, baby. I'll get some gold fever on that action.
How about a WEEI pen?
She found a spider in her broccoli,
tell
too.
You what, I'll give you, tell you what, I will give you, this envelope has a 30-second pass. You can go into the Greg Hill Show office and grab as many paraphernalia and leftover Courtney swags as you possibly can.
Just don't touch the Celsius, that's all.
Exactly.
All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances today. It ends on a high note. And I'm going to say the league leader is Stiz, because he's talking about bigger things than sports. He's talking about humanity, people.
Finally, someone
Christmas
on the
miracle.
Show.
All we talked about was sports, Fitzy. Oh,
losers.
JB, who cares? Humanity was restored for Stiz. That's the winner today, league leader of our three-point stances. Up next here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Marcus Jones will join us. That defense, there was some touch-and-go times there in the first half, but they pulled it all together. They blow out the Dolphins, and they're headed towards Justin Herbert and the Chargers on Sunday night in a playoff game. We'll talk to Marcus Jones next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. The Patriots concluded the regular season with a 38-10 home win over the Miami Dolphins yesterday afternoon. New England's regular season comes to an end with a record of 14-3. The Pats now have six seasons in which they have won at least 14 games, the most of any team in NFL history. Running backs Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson accounted for all five of the team's touchdowns on Sunday. Stevenson ran for two scores and caught another, while Henderson also ran it in two times. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 14 of 18 for 191 passing yards and a touchdown. He also ran it five times for 41 yards. Based on the results from around the league this weekend, the Patriots enter the playoffs as the number two seed in the AFC. New England hosts the seventh seeded Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday night at 8 o'clock at Gillette Stadium. From around the NFL scoreboard, the Broncos beat those same Chargers 19-3 to secure the AFC's number one seed. The Jaguars beat the Titans 41-7 to lock up the number three seed, and the Steelers outlasted the Ravens 26-24 to win the AFC North and earn the number four seed. They'll host the Texans, who beat the Colts to lock up the fifth seed, and the Bills stomp the Jets. They are the sixth seed. In the NFC, the seeds are as follows. The Seahawks are number one, Bears number two. They host the seventh seeded Packers next weekend. The Eagles are your number three seed. They host the sixth seeded 49ers, and the Panthers are the number four seed. They will host the fifth seeded Los Angeles Rams. And in NFL coaching carousel news, the Browns are firing head coach Kevin Stefanski, but keeping GM Andrew Berry. The Falcons are firing head coach Raheem Morris and GM GM Terry Fontenot. The Cardinals are firing their head coach Jonathan Gannon, while the Bengals are keeping both head coach Zach Taylor and GM Duke Tobin. The Colts are doing the same with their head coach Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard, their GM. And the Giants are retaining their general manager, Joe Shane. The Celtics host the Chicago Bulls tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston went 4-1 on their five-game road trip and have won their last three. And finally tonight, Illinois State battles Montana State in the FCS National Championship game. Coverage of that contest begins at 7 p.m. over on WEEI AM 850. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolotherapy. Online at BostonProlotherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and we go right to the guest line as we do at this time each and every week to talk to Patriots cornerback and team captain Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I know you guys don't get to celebrate for long because there is a playoff game on the horizon, a prep week and all of that. But do you have a moment? Did you have a moment last night at any point or today to just look back and say, wow, we won 14 games. We won four games each of the last 2 years, and we won 14 games this year. How much do you appreciate what you guys have accomplished this year so far?
Man, I appreciate it, you know, a lot. And, yeah, we did have time, you know, to look back and everything. You know, it came down from, you know, ever since the game ended and everything like that, man. It's been a long journey, and we're just happy about it, but we're not satisfied, you know, from the situation of, you know, just where we are, you know, now, you know, it's a whole nother season, per se, in that mindset. But now we're excited for, you know, how far we've become and everything like that. And just taking it one day at a time is the same motive and everything. So, you know, we're getting back right, and we're going to lock back in and everything like that this week.
Did you get out and treat yourself to some new socks this morning to celebrate?
No, I already got enough. I got enough.
You know, Marcus, just first, I'll be full disclosure, first a compliment, then a question. I believe you've been the best defensive player on the Patriots this season. That's just my own commentary. I think you've had an awesome season. It's really remarkable to see how the game has elevated this season. But I'd like to get your perspective on how you believe over the course of this impressive season with Terrell and Zach and Mike Vrabel that your game has evolved and elevated.
Yeah, man. First off, thank you so much. Yeah, I would say, you know, it's crazy because, you know, it's how there was one way, you know, we kind of had like a defensive scheme for a very long time here in New England, and you know, the history and everything like that with the defense was great and everything, but just being able to adapt, you know, as a player, it's hard to do in certain, you know, schemes and everything. And I feel as though, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, those guys, they put people in a place to where, you know, guys can succeed individually, but then also as a team, you know what I mean? And I'm just happy off the fact of being able to, you know, have a foundation at that slot corner, you know, per se, and, you know, being able to, you know, feel comfortable, not saying that I don't feel comfortable on the outside too, but being able to establish myself at that position has helped out a lot. And then also having guys around me that, you know, trust me and being able to, you know, make plays whenever they've presented themselves and everything. So I feel as though, you know, those guys, when it comes down to it, you know, Braves and, you know, T and Zach, you know, at the end of the day, you know, those are the guys that, you know, try to make sure that we succeeded every play and every down that we end up having out there. So,
and one of those situations to make a play, chance to make a play, came yesterday. You got your second career sack, but it wasn't one of those typical, oh, we blitz a slot corner and he's untouched. You actually had to put a little move there on a big guy offensive lineman. Do you like blitzing? How did that feel to beat the big guy?
Yeah, of course. You know, I like blitzing. You know, at the end of the day, I seen the guy right there, and, you know, I was like, I got to go ahead and use the things that, you know, that helped me out on the football field is, you know, quickness. So, you know, just tried to foot fire a little bit, you know, get him to where, you know, he doesn't know where I was going and everything, and then use my quickness to my advantage and everything like that to get back there and stuff. So,
all right, so punt returns for touchdowns, offensive touchdowns, interceptions, now successful blitzer. I have to ask you, is there any other aspect of your game that you have yet to share with us, or could that be like a playoff secret?
That's a good question. That's a good question. You know, I don't know specifically, you know, what's going to happen and everything like that when it comes down to anything else. But, man, I'm just excited. I can honestly say, you know, from the improvement and everything like that over the years, you know, individually, and then also the improvement as a team.
I'm sure you could play third down back as well. Can you spin the ball? Like, could you be an emergency quarterback if ever necessary?
I'm not a crazy passer or anything like that, but, you know, however I can help the team, you guys know that I'm down for it.
Patriots cornerback and punt returner Marcus Jones, jack of all trades here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. We just talked about where this team has come from. Massive transition in the offseason, coaching staff, players coming and going, the whole thing. And I know you don't want to rest on your laurels by any means, but what has impressed you the most about what this team has accomplished or the way that this team has come together?
Yeah, I would say, you know, at a point, you know, there was a whole bunch of new faces in the building. You know what I mean? And, you know, everyone, like I said, man, before, like, everyone told their story and everything. And we bonded and meshed from that time of everyone sharing their experiences, how they got into the game of football. And then at the end of the day, everyone's sticking together. You know, when we first started the season, like, we were 0-1, and no one knew, you know, what we could. We knew what we could do and everything like that, but at the end of the day, like, our response and stuff was so important when it came down to it. You know, it was a lot from the situation of trusting each other, I would say, and then also, you know, keeping our head down and keeping the main thing. We knew what type of identity that we wanted to instill and everything like that every single week. And with an 0-1 start, you know, that challenges the situation of the identity. And then also, you know, no one panicking at the end of the day, because, you know, sometimes whenever, you know, certain people panic and stuff, it can be contagious. But there was no panicking at any time, I could say, in the season and stuff. And, you know, like I said, taking it one day at a time is so important, and being where our feet are. And we've been doing that consistently, you know, this year and everything like that. And we're happy to be where we are. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's more to prove for sure.
I know you guys have known for a few weeks, and I'm sure you probably felt in your bones that for a while now that you guys were going to be a playoff team. So now here it is, the tournament, second season. How did Coach Vrabel last night address how things are going to change? And how do you expect the intensity of the game to crank up a bit come Sunday night? And you guys have a prime slot. You guys have the Sunday night game. That means the NFL chose you and the Chargers to be like the focal point of Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, man. First off, you know, Braves talked about it. Like, records don't matter. You know what I mean? It's another part of the season. So we understand that. And, you know, we love the challenge. And then also, man, like, Sunday night football, we all been, you know, little kids watching it and wanting to be a part of it and everything like that. And we've had primetime games, but we understand that we want everyone to, you know, watch that game. And the Chargers, they're a great football team with a lot of dynamic players out there and everything like that, too. And I would say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're always trying to put our identity out there on display 24/7 anytime that, you know, we're out there on television and, you know, playing the sport that we love. And at the end of the day, there's higher stakes, you know what I mean? Like, people, either you're going to make it to the next game or you're going to have an earlier vacation, you know what I mean? And we know what comes with it. And we all talked about it, and Braves talked about it too, you know, no naps. You know, we did have a nap, you know, earlier in the game and stuff like that, but the second half, we finished how we needed to finish. But we understand that, you know, if you take a nap in a National Football League at this time, you know, you'll be packing up your things and going to have an early vacation. So, you know, at the end of the day, we want to go ahead and handle the things that we need to handle so then we can, you know, make it to the next week.
It's early in the week, and I know you haven't done all your prep yet, but this is a Chargers team that kind of curb-stomped you guys at the end of late in last season. Justin Herbert, we know about him. Ladd McConkey, a guy that you might come across. I'm just wondering what you see in the challenges of Herbert and McConkey and the Chargers and their physicality and everything they're going to bring to this battle.
Yeah, I would say, first off, man, a veteran quarterback. You know, he can make every throw, you know, out there on out there, you know, on the field. And then also the connection that he has with all the guys out there on the field is you can see it, you know, just by watching the game and, you know, watching the film and stuff like that. And then also, you know, Ladd, man, he runs a lot of routes. You know, they give him options to run routes, you know, and everything. He's a great route runner. And then also catching the ball and stuff like that. You know, he can do something with the ball in his hand after the catch too. So our importance, man, at the end of the day is, you know, playing our football, you know, getting back there, making it a little bit more difficult from the situation on the back end of him reading coverages and everything. Because when you're playing veteran quarterbacks, you know, you got to be able to disguise and eliminate space and everything like that as well. So
Marcus, when we spoke to you last, we had asked you if you said you weren't a big New Year's guy and you weren't sure if you had any New Year's resolutions. So just curious, did you have a good New Year? Obviously, it's off to a great start football-wise. Did you have a good New Year's, and did you think about any resolutions?
Yeah, so I did have a good New Year's. Basically, I chilled at home and called the people and everything like that. That's important to me and stuff. And then also New Year's resolution, man. I mean, my main thing is, you know, to keep improving, you know, as a father, as a person, you know. And then anything that's been going good and stuff like that, I want to keep consistent when it comes with that, keep consistency in my life when it comes to that. And then help, you know, serve more people, you know, whether it's in the community or, you know, in my circle and everything like that, and try to enhance what they have going on in life and try to enhance, you know, situation of knowledge, you know, stuff off the field and everything like that too.
You don't have a vote, and neither do we. But there's a lot of hubbub and debate going on about the MVP award in the NFL. Who do you think should be the NFL MVP this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why you asked that.
You're going to say McCaffrey.
Yeah,
we get it.
No. Y'all know it's 10, man, all the way.
Why? Why is he the best player, most important player in football? What would your case, if you had a chance to make a case to the 50 voters, what would you say?
I mean, the main thing that I would say is, you know, it's very hard, first off, to to end up having the completing percentage, you know, completion percentage that he has. I mean, you turn on the film and everything like that, like, it's hard also to end up, you know, having five wide receivers with five, you know, touchdowns, five different people. You know what I mean? Like, being able to distribute the ball the way that he does, you know, his confidence back there and everything. I mean, you could just turn on the tape and you could just see it. It says everything.
Hey, Marcus, I'm just curious. I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun with Drake May and the whole, like, Drake May's nickname is Drake May. I don't think we've ever asked you. Do you have a nickname?
Nah, I don't have a nickname that I know of. I mean, some people call me Mark because it's short for Marcus. But other than that, like, nah, I don't have too much. Some people call me MJ. You know, I don't really have too much, but... No, I'm pretty simple, but I don't know who ended up making the Drake May May. Like, I don't know who did it, but, you know, people, you know, have been going with it and everything like that, and it's funny.
Marcus, don't take this the wrong way, but a guy who was excited to get socks and underwear for Christmas, his nickname being Mark because it's short for Marcus, plays with the entire persona you're putting
on
out
brand,
there.
Buddy.
All right, Marcus, good luck with the prep this week. Good luck with McConkie and Herbert and the Chargers on Sunday night. Go out there, have some fun, and hopefully we keep talking to you down the road.
For sure, and I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks,
Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones with a fun interview there. He's an
good
interesting
answer.
Guy.
Longer answer. Like, he was a little more like a little more thoughtful this
especially
week.
Especially early on when we're asking kind of like, hey, you got 14 wins. Do you get a chance to actually enjoy it? And he's like, yeah. And like, we have accomplished. We have come a long way.
No, bro, get back to work.
But we didn't come this far to just come this far as the guy
My
12.
My name is Mark.
Yeah, I enjoy that. Or MJ. Don't forget his initials. Those are his initials.
Wait,
as
we
well.
Got to come up. We have to come up with a nickname for him.
Okay, maybe we'll try that next. We'll also go over a couple of his answers. Reminder, we're going to wait to hear from Drake May. He is now at 4:15 here on a Patriots Monday. We'll be talking to the quarterback, the MVP potentially of the National Football League. That's 4:15. We'll talk to Drake May. Up next, we'll talk a little bit more about Marcus Jones, what he had to say, reflecting on a 14-win Patriots team heading into the playoffs. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
WEEI. Who do you think should be the NFL MVP this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why you asked that. Y'all know it's 10, man, all the way.
Why?
I mean, the main thing that I would say is, you know, it's very hard, first off, to end up having the completion percentage that he has. I mean, you turn on the film and everything like that. Like, it's hard also to end up having 5 wide receivers with 5, you know, touchdowns, 5 different people. You know what I mean? Like, being able to distribute the ball the way that he does, his confidence back there and everything. I mean, you could just turn on the tape and you could just see it. It says everything.
It's Patriots cornerback and team captain Marcus Jones. Just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it. It's free. Get it on your phone. How I listen to the Mike Vrabel interview every Monday on the Greg Hill.
Oh, no kidding.
Show. Oh, it's so easy. So,
yeah? You should check out the Six Rings postgame show.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great. Yeah, I live it once. You know, the second time, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
It's a lot. The host is a little questionable on
that
show.
Yeah, the co-host sucks.
Yeah, he does. But Marcus Jones, I really enjoyed that answer because it wasn't just like superficial. He's like, well, completion percentage. You seen his completion percentage? That's hard to do. I'm a cover guy. And then to go into 5 touchdowns to 5 different players. You know how hard that is? He doesn't just throw to Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase. Like, he had legitimate reasons
detail-oriented and it's statistically aware.
We also need to let some people know, because there was some confusion in the Twitch chat, which where you can follow us if you want to watch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. It was 10. It wasn't Tin or Chin or any other.
His nickname for him was 10.
Yeah, 10. Like his number. I don't know if you've noticed, he has a number, is 10. Very creative.
Our friend Mark Jones, or yes, MJ as some of his friends call him.
The other MJ.
Yes, the other. That's our new nickname, the other MJ. From moment one today, I think he sounded like he is in a terrific place. Coming off of that season as well, when I asked him what he thought changed or helped elevate his game this year, he spoke in detail and at length about the coaching he's received and how the scheme is such a good fit for him. I mean, he's really like, this is somebody who is in full control of all of his abilities and his power. Like, count on this guy to be a factor for as long as the Patriots are in the dance.
And I'm not going to say it, but I'll talk about it a little bit tangentially. Like, he's so physical.
Don't jinx.
That I worried about him making it through the whole season. It's kind of like Moses.
Morgan Moses.
That was almost Moses Malone, Marcus. There was a lot going
Marcus
in that.
Yeah.
You know how they say you got to knock some rust off, like Will Campbell and Milton Williams? I got to knock a little rust off myself. Had a couple weeks off. Dan Ball was filling in, doing a great job. But they've been really fortunate with some of those guys. I know they've had injuries to Will Campbell and Milton Williams, but some guys that I thought were maybe prone to getting injured. Mm-hmm. Like Moses has been hurt. He's 107 and has got a bad knee.
He was also, well, you're being kind. He might be older.
Yes.
But also, now we understand, though, why he was so load managed in the preseason early on.
And
he played 90% of the snaps this year. That's pretty damn impressive for old man Moses.
And then Marcus Jones, who's not old and is not injury prone, he's just super physical. And if you're going to blitz him into guards and you're going to let him hit people on the edges, and if he's going to be one of your edge setters and leading tacklers, it's like, is he going to hold up? Can he play this? And I do think one interesting aspect of this defense is the physicality. Like, Christian Gonzalez is a guy that's playing more physical as the year goes on.
Tone-setter as far as the hits go. Christian Ellis.
Both of those guys have played more physical, and I think this defense has taken on a more physical tone, and they've been better at tackling. I thought early in the year they were a little suspect at tackling, and even with their best tackler, Robert Spillane, out of action, mm-hmm. I think later in the year they've become a better tackling football team. So, you know, maybe they're hitting their defensive stride if they can get all their guys out there, because they might need to. Because if you listen to Marcus Jones, Justin Herbert, good veteran quarterback, even though he's never, ever, ever won a postseason game, I don't believe.
Well, he and Drake may have that in common.
And he did have his way with the Gerard Mayo Patriots a year ago. Totally different team.
I thought that was kind that you put it to Marcus as curb you stomp. Guys got curb stomped.
Am I going to get criticized for that now? Using the wrong terminology? Well,
hey, I'm surprised Drake May didn't come light you up. Hey, Marcus, remember when the Chargers came in and ate your lunch and lit your ass up?
They kind of did.
It was 40-7, and it wasn't that close.
Nope. And a year later, you're hosting them because you're the better team. You had the better season, and I kind of like your chances.
Well, they had Gonzo, they had Marcus Jones, they had Jalen Hawkins last year. What's the difference?
617-779-7937. We got Marcus Jones' thoughts on the MVP. It should be 10. Should be his quarterback. 5 touchdowns to 5 different players, completion percentage, everything he's done for a 14-win Patriot team that is headed towards the playoffs. But not so fast, my friends. The betting odds now favor Matthew Stafford. Tom Brady says it's a career achievement award. We're going to talk about the MVP race. Is Drake May still in it? Should he win it? Will he win it? That's up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.